Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to a very fast-paced half hour of topical discussion on tax, estate, and business planning topics brought to you by Zell Law. We're an estate and business planning law firm located in Reston, Virginia, serving the entire Washington, D.C. metro area with clients all around the country. If you'd like to know more about Zell Law, please visit us on the web at zelllaw.com. Also, please catch our monthly column in the Washington Business Journal entitled Blueprint for Wealth, of course. Today, we're going to be talking about advance medical directives. And while we've talked about the contents of an advance medical directive before, we have counseled literally thousands of clients about the need for these important documents. And we see more and more, particularly with changes in the Virginia law recently that sort of highlight how the views of advance medical directives have changed. We see that views are changing regarding the scope and contents of these documents. These documents are becoming much more customized and tailored to our clients' needs, particularly our elder clients. And so I want you to listen carefully because you may not have thought about this, and signing a boilerplate document either from the internet or from a less focused estate planning attorney may not meet your needs, and you may want to come talk to us about this. So it addresses fundamental questions, of course, about when life prolonging or life sustaining treatment is appropriate, but it's also a living, breathing document, the Advance Medical Directive, the Healthcare Power of Attorney, the Healthcare Proxy, whatever it's called in whatever state you live, is a living and breathing document that gives you an opportunity to express yourself creatively in regards to this issue. My discussions with clients have underscored the importance of tailoring these directives to your specific needs. Here's an example. A retired engineer and his wife, a retired teacher, concluded a discussion about certain dynasty trust provisions and that they wanted to put in their documents. And then they started talking about the terms of their medical directives. They were really clear on one important point. If they're completely unable to communicate and there's no hope for recovery, they wanted all forms of life sustaining or life prolonging procedures to be terminated. They understood that their attending physician or specialist would typically make this determination, but they wanted more than just that. With some hesitation and wondering how I was going to react, they told me that they strongly believed in the power of psychic healing and psychics to see what traditional physicians can't see. After a long discussion, I agreed I would draft a provision calling for a second or third opinion by not only a licensed physician, so there would be two physicians that would have to give an opinion, but also a quote-unquote qualified psychic who would determine if there was psychic or life force energy still emanating from the individual that might indeed indicate some hope of recovery. So that's one example of how, and it's not crazy to have these wishes because people really are not certain about when, you know, death is imminent or when someone is actually in a persistent vegetative state. Doctors debate this, let alone lawyers, and lawyers are not qualified to make these determinations. So if you have specific wishes that you want to incorporate in these documents, you certainly should include them. Here's another recent trend I'm seeing in terms of consultations with clients. We've had several clients who want to talk about green burials for their remains. A green burial is one that essentially minimally impacts the environment. For example, there would be no embalming fluids or metals used in the burial process, if you will. There's no casket, and the remains often would be buried in land so that it's preserved as an open space. Some clients opt for green burials for ecological reasons, and others are attracted to the obvious economic benefits since it's going to be much less expensive to do that than engage in a formal burial with a casket and a burial plot and cremation. While green burial provisions are incorporated in an advanced medical directive or a notarized funeral instruction vary with everybody's individual proclivities or inclinations, the following provision might be helpful. It's my wish to have a green burial with no casket and with no embalming or other preservative fluids being used. It is my wish that my body be wrapped in simple cloth and placed in the earth. Green burials aren't currently available in many communities, by the way. And legal restrictions may prevent a green burial from occurring. But they do reflect a growing phenomenon, and you will see changes in local laws occurring over the next 20 years to accommodate this desire. So, in other words, if you want a green burial and you don't, and you know that you can't do it in Maryland, D.C., or Virginia because of legal restrictions that would prevent that currently, then you may want to choose a jurisdiction that permits it. Here's another one. About a third of our clients opt for cremation. So we always ask if the client wants to include information about the disposition of his or her remains in the notarized funeral instructions or in the advanced medical directive. While many clients choose not to include all this information, many do and are pleased that we suggest it. Discussing the distribution of one's ashes is seldom a dull discussion. Some say, "I leave that to my kids," and nothing else. Many, however, have strong and typically creative thoughts about what to do. For example, one client, who was an aeronautical engineer, was with NASA and joined NASA to fulfill his dream of traveling to outer space. Unfortunately, he retired before he was able to do so. NASA rejected his many requests to be part of a space travel mission. So, by the time he got around to doing his advanced medical directive with us, he was too old and had retired from NASA. But what he wanted to do was have at least a portion of his remains chosen for the experience of space flight. So he said, "I may not go into space, but my ashes will." So in his advanced medical directive, we drafted a special provision that named his agent his son, and his son was directed to send some of his ashes into space as part of a payload on a shuttle or other mission. If you have the money, there may be space available on a U.S. shuttle if they're still conducting shuttle missions, because I know they're starting to wind those down right now for some period of time. But they may put it into space as harmless material. And while the payloads typically involve some kind of scientific experiment, there's no prohibition against including ashes on a mission, at least under current law. So in his trust, he added a provision that left aside a sum of money up to a maximum amount that would allow for the payment of the payload into outer space of his ashes. Believe me, this kind of stuff gets discussed, and it should be, frankly, because if you have specific wishes and you've thought about these things, then you should do it. Put it in your documents. I had another client who was single without kids, who was an avid duck hunter, and he was part of a club that owned many acres of land that included a number of duck ponds. His greatest joy was joining his buddies, having a few drinks, and setting out the decoys. His advanced medical directive now calls upon the agent to have a portion of his ashes loaded in a number of shotgun shells, which would be distributed to those to his buddies who he used to go out drinking with. They're to take one of the club's boats out into the duck pond and shoot them in the air so that the ashes settle with explosiveness on the pond that gave him so much pleasure during his lifetime. He assured me that his hunting buddies understood his wishes and are totally on board with this request. You know, we all have our passions and we all have our quirks. There was another client who enjoyed shopping more than anything else in life, and she decided that she wanted to be cremated. And she said, "Well," I said, "Well, where do you want your ashes to be spread?" She said, "Well, at the shopping center that I go to every week for the last 40 years, I want my ashes to be spread there." Now, there are legalities that would prevent that from happening, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, if you express your wishes and somehow the people who are carrying out those wishes have the ability to carry them out without offending anyone or without bringing undue notice and without violating any laws where they would be caught. What's wrong with it? I mean, I have no problem in putting it into the Advanced Medical Directive. Obviously, we'll instruct the people who are named as the agents that there may be some complications if they really want to carry it out to the letter, but maybe they can carry out your wishes to the point where you can accomplish your goals. I also had a client who was a very good friend who decided that, going to funerals was not a fun thing, and dying is not a fun thing, and that he had discovered that he was coming down with ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. If any of you know of anyone who has suffered from this disease, it's a terrible, debilitating disease, and it basically entraps the mind as the muscles and the nerves around the brain basically die, and it's a very tough disease. But he was dying of this disease, and he said, "You know what? When I become so ill that I can't take care of myself, I want music, and here's the music that I want. I want classical music. I want Bach. I want Beethoven. I want Mussorgsky, and I want what was the other one? Tchaikovsky. He was a fan of different genres, and he wanted it played in his hospice room when it was when it came time for that, and also at his funeral. You can express your wishes in the Advanced Medical Directives to do a variety of things, and we want you to take liberty with these documents to do so. So if you have specific questions about your Advanced Medical Directive or notarized funeral instructions, give us a call at 571-203-9355. I'm Wayne Zell. You're listening to Blueprint for Wealth, and we're so glad you're listening to us. Join us right after these special words with our special guest. We'll be right back.